and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
We are better together. This is a fabulous subject that your pastor is leading you into. And so the ability to keep moving together is not always easy. Now, Psalm 122 verse 1 says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. All right, so this is the very simple task for church people. This isn't a message like to a bunch of ministers or a group of leaders. This is to all of us who are congregational members. Out there are lonely people who would be glad if we would say to them, come with me, let us go to the house of the Lord. All right, so that's how simple it is. It's not like, oh, I've got an invitation. There's a guy painting some paintings at Bridgman Downs tonight. There's an invitation, you can go along to it. It's not, they're saying that's not how you do it. It's not saying like, I saw a billboard sign saying there's good things happening on Super Sunday down at C3 Bridgman Downs. I think I'll just pop in. It doesn't say that, even though these things occasionally work. Let me tell you, I know the percentages. 1% of people who ever are guests or visitors at a church came because of the billboard. 1%. 98% come because somebody bought them. If 10 people came, new people are in church, it's because 9.8 people bought them. I'm not sure who the 0.2 person was, but anyway. If 100 people come to church, 98 came because somebody came with them. A mother brought her son, a father brought his daughter, a friend brought their friend. And if you've just recently come to Christ, you got a lot more friends than most of the people in this church. And so reach out to all those friends. And it's easier to do it when you do it together. Ancient Japanese proverb says, one twig easy to break. Many twigs bound together, hard to break. Better together. You know geese that fly in that V formation? You know why they do that? Because they use less fat. Their fat reserve, their energy reserve, flying so far. In fact, they cannot even reach the destination if they fly solo. They have got to fly together because they use 50% less energy when they're flying like that together. If one gets injured and falls to the ground, another one goes down and sits with it until it heals, and they join the next V crew going through. And you know why? You know how they honk? You hear them go honk, honk, honk? That's encouragement from the back to the guy up the front, because he's up the front only for a short time, because he's the one using most of the energy. So he's got to go back around after a little while, and they change leader. But they're all going, honk, honk, you're doing good. You're doing good, Andrew. Honk, honk, Wendy, honk, you're doing great out there. Honk, honk, honk. They're honking the leader with encouragement. And you know how one line is longer than the other line in the geese formation? You know why that is? Because there's more in that one than that one. Profound, right? Nobody knows. Michael Johns, he's the scientist, but it's quite a profound, deep truth. You know, these Belgian horses, they try, when they put them alone, I've got the numbers here, they can pull 8,000 pounds just on their own, which is pretty incredible. And when they put these two together, they can pull 24,000 pounds. You'd think it was just going to be 16,000, but it's another 8 above that. Okay, so I went out on this bike ride yesterday with Ryan Gilbank. I'm always going to ride faster with another rider. I would average like 27 or something like that. But yesterday, I mean, with belting along at around about 30 kilometers an hour, just on the flat, people. And downhill with a tailwind. You know, it's like because your ego won't let you lag behind. Right? Your ego drives you and your competitive nature. Girls, that's, you know, that's a guy thing. But you know, it's, I know you're never competitive. You don't want to have the other girl's handbag or anything like that. But when you go to a house, you never say to your husband, boy, we need curtains like that on the way home. It's like you do better with somebody else. You're going to do better in church with somebody else. Jesus sent us out 2 by 2. He knew that when Peter went up to that gate, beautiful, that he wouldn't do anything if John wasn't with him. But because John there, he says, whoa, yeah, okay. I can see that you're disabled. I'm going to get you walking. What's this, John? He wouldn't have done that. He'd have been too nervy. He'd say, oh, just avoid that. But when you're together, you work together better. We are better joined together. You ever been in a three-legged race? How bad is that? Because I was when I was a kid, and you know, I am a little competitive. So they could never get into rhythm with me. So I ended up just dragging them across the line while they're lying on the ground. It's to get into a rhythm together. It feels awkward at first because other people run at different paces. But getting along with each other is getting along with them. Don't get across them. Stop being oppositional. Some of you always think of the other point of view. Do you realize you are called hard work? People say that's such hard work. It's like pushing uphill all day long. Because whatever you say to them, they say, yeah, but there's another point of view. Yeah, but, you know, like, oh, isn't it great our prime minister now? You know, he's a Christian. Yeah, but, you know, he's, you know, that Christmas Island, you know, like, yeah, I mean, just why do you always have to think of the other point of view? Why don't you say, yeah, it's awesome. Right. Just try it out, right. Being an agreeable person, right, instead of a contentious person. Right. Yeah. Amen. Exactly, yeah. Amen. Every one of us have that brain. I sit there, I'm listening to preachers, thinking, oh, there's another side. All of us have got that. You're not unique. You know, like they got the gift of criticism all on your own. It's like, okay, I got this ability. Yeah, I can see the other point, but I choose not to go there because the Bible says pursue unity. So I'm gonna do the things where I find the points of agreement because that's the place of power. The place of agreement is the place of power. That's the place of authority. And so I realize, yeah, I'm better together. Hey, listen, we get back to the Belgian horses. Two could pull 24,000. Two that knew each other, two horses that knew each other, they could pull 32,000. Wow. One is pulling 8,000. Two that know each other, hi, Bob, hi, Jimmy. And but a stranger, they don't work so well, they haven't got so much energy. There is like an energy released that's not available when you're not in this thing together. And you are going to do better in the context of other people than on your own. Forget the Rambo idea, the Liam Neeson idea. I have skills. And I mean, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, nah, nah. That's the Australian thing. That's not real. People only accomplish their best in life in the context of other people. I do better because of my team. I would be a seriously delusional personality if I thought all of what's going on around the world is because of yours truly. I have got magnificent men and women who are far better than I am at 1,001 different things, at most everything. So they are able to do it. I just happen to be Jimmy in the middle and take a few blows. And that's like, okay, so you're the leader, but it is because of you that we do what we do. Last year, we started on one weekend, 23 churches in Pakistan on one day. 8,000 people were there on that single first day. We are seeing many, many new churches starting up around the world, but I don't even know where they're starting. I don't know who's starting them half the time. It's gone crazy. It's chaos. But it's a godly chaos. We're in a massive revival because we're letting it go. It doesn't have to be centric around any one personality. Together is where the power is. Okay, back to the Belgian horses. Two that knew each other since childhood. Not just didn't know each other, not just knew each other, but since childhood, 52,000 pounds they could pull. Two horses. They knew each other. We've been buds a long time. Let's do this. You know, I've been good friends with Gordon and Joe Moore pretty much since the start of this church. I got pictures of me coming up here pretty much with hair like this when it used to be in fashion. I got this big mullet going down the back, and it was down to Ashfield, is it? Aspley, in a hall down there, little hall, preaching. Gordon had hair as well, and it was, you know, like we're still friends. We're working together. Simon McIntyre, Mark Kelsey, Greg French. There's a whole team of us who believe this. That together, long haul, for your life, you're going to accomplish a whole lot more. Because they got pieces of my puzzle inside them. All right? So if I think I'm going to live isolated or allow the devil to separate me from them, I'm going to miss the piece of my puzzle that's inside them. I got about 10% of the pieces of my puzzle in me. 90% are in other people, the door openers, the other people around me. And I'm going to live a very impoverished life if I don't access those people. Keith Ferrazzi says, true poverty is not the absence of wealth. It's living in isolation from valuable relationships. Keith Ferrazzi wrote a book called Never Eat Alone. Great word. You don't have to think fancy eating together. Buy a bunch of boxes and eat pizza together. Never eat alone. Even if you're on your own, put FaceTime on and eat with your kids or something. How you doing, kids? And have all that spinach in your teeth, you know? Whatever it is, but just have a little thing in your head. Don't live isolated. It may seem easier, but you'll die younger. Maybe you want to, I don't know. But the fact is, that people who are in relationship live longer. It's a proven fact. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. There were a lot of people out there just waiting for the invitation. We think they're all going to be angsty against us. No, there's millions of people who are so lonely, lying on a stretcher. And four friends said, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. They had to carry that boy. Generally, there are handles on people's lives that you can pick them up by. The tragedy is, for a lot of people, they've only experienced Christians using those handles to put them down. Because even though it's a problem in their life, I'm disabled, I'm stuck. I can't move, I'm paralyzed. I'm stuck in life, I've been here for a long time. But he had four friends, and it took four of them to pick that bed up. If it had only been three, he still would have fallen off. It's a connect group, a little connect group connected. One down the back is a helper. This guy over there is like the believer. He's saying, yeah, you're going to get healed. This other guy is here, the leader. He had the idea. Let's carry him down. This guy here is the organizer. He got the stretcher. And so they all got their gifts. So let's work together with our spiritual gifts and carry this boy down to Jesus. And they take him down to Jesus. In Mark chapter 2, you can read all about it. He's carried by four. They let him down through the roof. And Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiven you. He looked at the faith of his friends and said to the boy, your sins are forgiven you. You're clean. The boy didn't even repent. He didn't even say, I'm sorry. He didn't say, but for Jesus, healing the sick man and forgiving his sin was one and the same thing. And we don't join those dots together all the time. We think, I've got the sickness, it's because of a psychological problem, or because I was abused as a child, or because I had this difficulty in my life. But I got to tell you, the root of every difficulty we have in our world is because of unresolved wrongs in our lives. We would like to think they're the wrongs of victimhood, because I got treated bad. But sometimes, and most often, It's the wrongs of our response to what has happened to us. And so God, we need to get forgiven where we've fallen short. And we need to forgive others before they even say sorry, like God has for us. And when we come, maybe feeling a little stuck in life, lying on a bed, but somebody brought us here to church today. When Jesus says, hey, I want to come into your life with forgiveness, you're going to be able to stand up and walk and start taking steps, making decisions in life. Then that's the point at which we need to say, okay, that's me. Come into my world.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.